Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Zeshko also Chacham Malam Halom Mimnei Sheinu Moshe Atav Zeholam Aves Acher Kach Yavo Oso Olam. This is the fact that people call the world to come. The world to come doesn't mean that it's not operating now. It's in operation right now. So in other words, they call it the world to come because it's the world that comes after this existence that we're in the middle of right now. Perek Tes, chapter 9. And since we know that the reward for doing the mitzvahs and the great good that awaits us in the world to come, and after we are understanding that the punishment that awaits the evil is being cut off from this world to come. And all of those references in the Torah that if you're going to listen, you're going to have this prosperity, you're going to have abundance versus famine, you're going to have peace versus war, etc. All of those things. So all of these things that God has committed to, they've been fulfilled over the ages. And God forbid, if we've sinned, we'll get the punishment that's brought down in the Torah. But don't think for a second that whatever good we get in this world, whatever bad we get in this world, that's it. No. There is the world to come, and that's where the real action is. It's like the playoffs, I guess, right? That God gave us the Torah as a tree of life to cling to, and whoever follows it will enjoy the reap the benefits of the world to come. And based on the extent of your deeds, that's how the reward you're going to get. And if we follow God's will, he's going to take away from us sickness and war and adversity and famine, so we'll have time to do the mitzvahs. In that, in other words, he'll make conditions for us, if he sees we're going in his way, he'll make conditions for us to achieve more reward. He'll enable us to do all the mitzvahs. And if God forbid, as it says in Hazinu, Israel waxed fat and we kicked, God forbid, that's what's going to happen to us as well. And God will either enable us to still remain rich, or he'll impoverish us so that all we have is a virus. So if we do good, we'll get both worlds. We'll have the good on this world, so we could do more mitzvahs, and we'll get the good of the next world. We'll have good life in this world, so that it'll bring us to the best life, which will be in the world to come. Because if we're not going to acquire wisdom and good deeds in this world, we'll have no ability to be mizake anything. And conversely, if we sin, then bad will happen to us here. We will get sick and we'll have no ability. We'll be just worrying about our body. We'll have no ability to acquire those mitzvos and good deeds that will bring us to the world to come. Shebizman. Shadam Torah b'Yom HaSav b'chol ha'mocham v'ram v'enu misasik lo b'chachmul o mitzvah shvein zoch l'chai on l'mava. Because when a person is busy in this world with sickness, with war, with famine, he has no ability to reflect and acquire knowledge, neither does he have the ability to do mitzvos, because those are the things that will get us into the world to come.